This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Protesters were back on the streets of Hong Kong today near the Chinese border, again calling for the proposed extradition bill to China to be finally killed, an end to police violence, and a change in what activists say is a lax police attitude toward gangs that brutalized demonstrators last Sunday when 45 people suffered injuries, some severe. Reporting for VOA, Aaron Hale says, after standing back for a few hours, Hong Kong police moved in.
The protests in Yuen-Long are starting to die down as protesters head home for the evening. This is very different from where things were about 2 hours ago, where police were firing tear gas at protesters and pushing them back from several different protest sites around the district. There were a few clashes in one area between protesters and police. They were pepper sprayed by police as they attempted to defend themselves with, you know, umbrellas and sticks. However, it seems that police attempts to push them back have not totally succeeded. There are still some hardline protesters remaining, but many people have gone home for the night.
That was Aaron Hale reporting for VOA. A balcony collapsed overnight inside a South Korean nightclub in the town where the World Swimming Championships are being held, Gwangju. Two South Korean men are reported killed. 16 people were injured, including 8 athletes. They included 3 Americans, 2 from New Zealand, and 1 each from the Netherlands, Italy, and Brazil. Officials say at least one of the nightclub's owners and club staff have been detained for questioning about possible illegal renovations at the site. To stay up to date with all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Bahrain today put to death 3 men convicted of terrorism. The executions were carried out despite objections from international human rights groups. The French news agency AFP reports the 3 men were killed by firing squad. Human Rights Watch says the men were citizens of Bahrain who were convicted last year. The United States and Guatemala have signed an agreement that says migrants who cross into Guatemala on the trek to the United States must apply for asylum in Guatemala. VOA's Steve Herman has a report.
With President Donald Trump looking on, the agreement was signed by Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan and Guatemalan Interior Minister Enrique Degenhart. Trump was asked by VOA News what was the breakthrough that led to the agreement after threats of retaliation by the U.S. president.
We just get along, and they're doing what we've asked them to do, and I think it's going to be a great thing for Guatemala. They don't want these problems either.
The path to implementation of the plan is unclear. Guatemala's constitutional court has ruled that any such agreement, which is widely criticized in that country, will require legislative approval. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court says yes, President Trump can redirect billions of dollars appropriated for the Defense Department toward his long-promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn on the ruling.
It will lift a freeze on $2.5 billion that was put in place by a lower court in May. This ruling means the Trump administration can tap the funds and begin work on 4 contracts that it's already awarded. 4 of the court's liberal justices were against the start of construction, set to begin to replace existing sections of barrier in Arizona, California, and New Mexico with more robust fencing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump is pressing the World Trade Organization to stop designating China and other countries as developing nations, a label that allows them to receive lenient treatment under global trade rules. Mr. Trump has directed U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to use all available means to get the WTO to stop describing countries as developing if their economies are strong. Disaster officials say 2 earthquakes have shaken the Philippine province of Batanes, killing at least 8 people and injuring 60. Authorities say the 5.4 and 5.9 magnitude tremors struck early today within hours of each other, and there have been several aftershocks. Batanes is a group of sparsely populated islands in the Luzon Strait in the northern Philippines. To stay up to date on all the world's news, you can go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits and more.